Good afternoon. I'm Steve Fogelsong. I'm a cattle and hog farmer from West Central Illinois, and we raise corn and soybeans up there, and we've got a ranch down in Southwest Georgia as well. And I'm a member of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. This afternoon, I'll be speaking on behalf of livestock producers, dairy guys, and poultry producers across the United States. It's a great opportunity. We certainly thank you for giving us a chance to do that. Animal agriculture producers pride themselves on being good stewards of this country's resources. You know, we maintain lots of open spaces. Rangelands provide wildlife habitat. And all the while we're doing this, we're working on sustainably producing food for the world. But in order to provide these important functions, we need to be able to operate without excessive federal burdens. This one we're talking about here today is excessive. As a livestock producer, I can tell you that after reading the proposed rule, it's got the potential to impact everything that I do on my place. And every tributary stream, dry pond, you name it, we've got lots of them, are going to be an issue. And what's worse, the ambiguity that's proposed in this rule, and these folks and everybody today has done a great job of explaining just the problems that we've got there. What I want to do is spend a few minutes, plus you guys are being bored, and if the clerk could fix that, we're going to put up some pictures here. We're going to do a little pictorial here of my place. This picture here that you're seeing, this is my house. You can see my house tucked away there. And tonight, when you go on Google and you dial down a little bit closer down there, you're going to see my wife and one of my grandkids. And they're swimming right there next to that dock there that goes out. There's a little blue dot, little white dot. I did this. This picture was taken in 2012, the worst drought in my entire life. By far a bad deal for us, but it's going to be a great day today because all the vegetation's gone off of our ranch, and we're going to be able to see every depression that's out there pretty clearly. There's a little blue and white dot. When you see those, you're going to wonder what that's all about. Well, we're real sensitive around our place to skin cancer, and we wear protective clothing. That's why I can pick them out. I knew where they were at. So that's kind of where we live. This is all old coal strip mines is what this is. Everything out here has been reclaimed. Man turned it all upside down, and we spent all of my lifetime putting it back together and turning it into a ranch where we can produce cattle. When we go to this next deal, this 2012, this looks like a moonscape. This is a pasture just north of the house up there. You can see we've been feeding the cows. It's about 8 o'clock in the morning here. You can see that little line of ants over there that look like they're going back and forth to burrow. That's cows, but we're a long ways up. The question here that this picture brings up, you see that dry lake right there, that dry lake bed. There's no water left in it. All of those little rills that run down to that, are those a WOTUS? Is that a Waters of the United States? That's the question I've got to answer. Here's another little picture. Same kind of deal, little pond out there. Now, Mr. Lucas, in your country, this is called a tank. And farmers and ranchers go out and they build tanks, and they build them so that the cattle have got water. And in the summertime, those cattle will go out and hang out in that tank. And it's really nice on a morning that it's warm enough that you can go swimming at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's pretty doggone hot. Now, the question I ask you here, is this Waters of the United States? Here's a picture of our confinement barn, just the end of it right there. We run about 4,500 head of cattle in there. That's a roof structure with slats underneath of it. All of the waste in that those cattle produce goes in that tank, and we use every last bit of it to improve the soil conditions and the fertility on this ranch. We do a darn good job of maintaining that. There's no runoff coming out of that building. And here's a little lake that's only about a quarter of a mile away from that building right there. And all that land that runs around there drains into it. Our concern is, do we have to do something about it? Is this Waters of the United States? Here's the other end of the barn. It is a quarter of a mile long. You can see it from a jetliner if you leave Peoria and fly to Dallas. So it's a pretty good sized shed. Same deal. We got to have a few pens around there where we gather up cattle. When they come in, they've got to hang out someplace. And this is where they wind up. But everything drains someplace. Now, this is another question here. Those buildings there happen to be hog buildings. They could just as easily be chicken barns. But those hog buildings there, and you'll notice, and here's the question on this one here. See that parking lot? There's about 25 employees that park their cars right there. And all the dust that comes out of the fans on those buildings lands here. Lois Alt in West Virginia fought a great battle with the EPA a year or so ago over this very question, because when it rains, that water flows somewhere. You all understand how that goes, and it all goes downhill. Well, it goes east here, and it runs through those rails and winds up in that lake. That lake is where we water those hogs. Does the EPA have jurisdiction over that lake? And this is the last picture I want to show you right here. If you look down there to the far right-hand corner on there, that little circle, that's the Illinois River. Now, boats float there. We ship corn up and down that river on barges. That is navigable. That is a water of the United States, and it always has been. Nobody owns that. That is a water that we're considered. At the opposite end of that deal right there, you're going to see that little circle. That's the middle of my ranch. And you see those little lakes that I've been showing you, those little blue lines that are on there. And that's Otter Creek, all the little fingers that go around there that flow all the way up and they go down into that deal. Now, here's the deal. I pay for that. I don't see the EPA or the Corps on any mortgage that I've got that says they've got jurisdiction over that, and I sure as heck don't see them come payday. So it causes me quite a bit of concern where they want to have control over that, and it flows all the way to the Illinois River, 11 and a half miles away. Where does that thing end? Where does their jurisdiction start and stop? That's the question that we've got to ask. And I certainly thank you for the opportunity, and we'll entertain any questions you might have.